This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The fallout continues from Wednesday's deadly rioting at the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C. A homicide investigation was opened Friday into the death of the Capitol police officer who died from head injuries sustained while defending the U.S. Capitol from a mob of President Donald Trump's loyalists. The Iraq War veteran died in a hospital Thursday night, according to the Capitol Police. His death brings to 5 the number of people who died due to the riot meant to disrupt the certification of Democrat Joe Biden's presidential election win. A laptop was stolen from the office of U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi during the storming of the Capitol, one of her aides said Friday. The theft of electronic devices from congressional offices has been a persistent worry following the invasion by pro-Trump followers. Some of the rioters were fired from their jobs Thursday after internet sleuths publicized their identities. In addition, some 68 people were arrested after angry protesters stormed the building, breaking windows, damaging fixtures, and stealing furnishings. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told lawmakers Friday there was more support for impeaching Mr. Trump among Democrats now than there was the first time around, that according to CNN. Pelosi, the top Democrat in Congress, said moving toward impeachment would encourage a conversation on using the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump from office before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated January 20th, a source told Reuters. The president has said he will skip the inauguration, the first time an incumbent president has skipped inauguration since the Civil War. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.